Thank you, Susie. And we're all ready for 2023 too. Track 4. I want to ride my bicycle around the world in countless adventures, from braving the Achill Strait to two ways to avoid elephants in Africa. Adventure cyclist Martin Philpott packs a world of excitement and a folding chair into his panniers.
He's travelled from Norwich to Naples and Norwich to Moscow, to Marrakesh, to Istanbul and to northern Norway. He circumnavigated Iceland, conquered the coast-to-coast routes of Australia and North America, and followed the Silk Road through Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, and all by bicycle. Oh, and he also loves a ride out along Norfolk Lanes to Cromer or Reedham Ferry. Martin Philpott's latest adventure book took him the entire length of Africa from Cairo to Cape Town. "I've always cycled," said retired teacher Martin. "Like most people, I got started when my father let go of the back of the saddle and I realised I could balance on two wheels. I remember setting off to Caister when I was 11 to see my school friend and biking the Achill Strait the following year. I don't think I ever did tell my parents," said Martin, who was born and raised in Great Yarmouth. His first cycle tour was through the Netherlands in 1990, and since then the trips have become more and more ambitious, and included encounters with everything from wild elephants to hostile border guards. "As you can imagine, I have many stories to tell, from encounters with wild buffalo on the Great Plains and alligators in the creeks of the Northern Territories, to the clouds of butterflies in the Rockies and the mad dogs in remote Russian regions," said Martin. "I've been locked up by Russian border guards, chased by wild elephants in Botswana, camped with bluegrass-singing rednecks in the mysterious Ozarks, and inadvertently swam in a banya dip lake full of naked Russian females. I suppose my biggest achievement has to be arriving in Cape Town, having cycled the 7,079 miles from Cairo. It took 7 months of cycling, plus two enforced breaks, the first when he fell ill in Ethiopia, and the second when the pandemic hit and he had to get back to Norfolk from Namibia. But Martin was determined to complete the epic journey and finally arrived at Cape Town on 2nd of July 2022. The journey included a six-day detour to see a fabled group of Nubian pyramids deep in the Sudanese desert, boating along the Zambezi alongside hippos and crocodiles, and encounters with wildebeest, zebras, giraffes and monkeys. Martin said it is the sparkle of discovery, challenge and adventure that keeps him pedalling. Sometimes those adventures have been terrifying. "Scariest moments are too many to mention, but mostly to do with other road users and wild dogs. Oh, and stone-throwing youths in Ethiopia," said Martin. "Then there are the elephants. I've had a few encounters," he said. "One gave chase and I pedalled for my life." Another tactic was to wait for a passing car to slow down and shield him from attack. Martin usually cycles alone, enjoying being able to ride at his own pace and take detours and days off. But sometimes he joins fellow travellers for a couple of days. "I did once link up with fellow cyclist heading across Botswana for safety reasons, as there were lions and elephants about. As I said to him, if a lion chased us, then I would only have to pedal faster than him, not the lion, to survive." As night fell, they camped alongside fencing, which protected communication aerials, and, it turns out, cyclists, from elephants. It was not a peaceful night, though, as they lay in their tents listening to lions roar. Human road users can also be a problem. "Sharing the road with other road users is always going to be hazardous," said Martin. "In Africa and South America, you have to ride defensively if you want to survive. In Zambia, I rode on a busy section of the Pan-African Highway, where my mirror was my saviour. Lorries coming up behind would not pull out, but would sound their horn, and you would know that you had about 5 seconds in which to get off the road or be knocked off. I love cycling in my home county, but sadly I have to say that on most rides I will have at least one close pass. I've had about 3 serious cycling accidents putting me in hospital, all just 20 miles from my doorstep. The last one was on a roundabout less than a mile from home in which my Achilles was ruptured. The driver was prosecuted for careless driving. Martin and his wife Elizabeth of Thorpe Hamlet near Norwich have 2 sons and 4 grandchildren, and as well as his adventurous rides around the globe, Martin has cycled the length and breadth of Britain and regularly cycles in Norfolk. Elizabeth cycles locally too, but leaves the touring to Martin. I ride a bike for various reasons. Like many of us, I ride to get to work, to keep fit, to go shopping, for a moment of grace, to bathe in fresh air and sunshine, and to stay sane by putting any niggling thoughts to rest, said Martin. He began his working life as an interior designer in Dubai, returning to Norfolk to train as a design and technology teacher. He taught at Flegg High in Martham, then Yarmouth High and Cliff Park High in Galston, regularly cycling to work from Norwich. He retired as a deputy head 10 years ago, and since then his rides have become more and more ambitious. I ride to escape into another wondrous world of adventure, of new horizons and challenges, of encounters with different cultures and terrains, said Martin. His longest trip was the 4,200-mile Transamerican Trail across the USA and through Yellowstone Park, the Great Plains, the Ozarks, and over the Rockies and Appalachians. Of all my trips, this is the one I always recommend, mostly because of the diversity of the terrain and the friendliness of the people, said Martin. Martin said the easiest section of a route he has ever ridden was the cycleway alongside the Danube through Germany, Austria, Hungary, Serbia, and onto Romania. And the hardest? Southern Argentina because of the winds, and Tajikistan because of the altitudes. The highest point was 4,600 metres. Back home, his favourite Norfolk rides are looping up to Cromer on quiet lanes and routes to Bungay via the ferry at Reedham. He also gives talks to local groups to raise money for charities, including the Norfolk Millennium Trust for carers and a primary school in Ethiopia. He is still deciding on his next major ride, perhaps off-road in Mexico or island-hopping across Corsica, Sardinia and Sicily. Wherever it is, his must-have equipment, other than the appropriate bicycle for the terrain, is a water filter, a multi-fuel stove, and a camping chair. My one luxury item. It's just under a kilo, but what a treat!